I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. A British surgeon who went to Syria to help treat the injured was found dead yesterday. He died in a government jail cell. Dr. Abbas Khan was arrested shortly after he arrived in Syria 13 months ago. Now the Syrian government says he committed suicide while in detention, but his family isn't buying it. They say he was supposed to be released in a few days. The BBC's Lise Doucette in Damascus is following the story.
Dr. Abbas Khan is a 32-year-old British orthopedic surgeon who lived in South London. His family say he was so distressed by the plight of civilians who were injured and dying in Syria's war that he decided to go with a British charity first to southern Turkey, and then when he realized that the most injured of the Syrians couldn't cross the border, he decided to go inside. Within 48 hours of him arriving in what is a rebel-controlled area, he was detained at a checkpoint by the Syrian government. For the last 13 months, he's gone from Syrian prison to Syrian prison, and the letters home to his family tell an absolutely tragic tale. They tell about his repeated abuse and beatings at the hands of his captors. He talks about being denied food and medical aid. He talks about having been forced to beat other detainees himself. But in recent months, his story had begun to change. He had been moved to a prison just outside Damascus, an area where there is actually heavy fighting right now. His case was then going to go before the court. Then after what seems to have been a decision by President Assad himself to free Abbas Khan in what was described to us as a gesture, a goodwill gesture from the people of Syria to the people of Britain, something then went tragically wrong.
When they found his body, was he hanging when they found it? I mean, what was the condition of his body?
I interviewed Faisal Mekdad, Syria's deputy foreign minister, yesterday, and he talked about how he was found, that he had taken his pajamas off, he had hung himself. There's conflicting reports whether it was a doorknob or a rail, but that he himself took his own life. The story was that at 7 o'clock, he was served breakfast. At 9 o'clock, the prison guard knocked on his door to allow him to go out for exercise, and no one answered the door, so they went inside and found him dead.
And again, Dr. Khan was supposed to be released very soon.
Only a few days ago, we were told by a clearly happy Syrian government official that Dr. Khan would be released in a matter of days. We were prepared to cover a very happy story. And it turns out the family had been informed last week that this was the case. I have seen the messages that were exchanged with the British politician, George Galloway, describing what flight he would take to come to first to the Lebanese capital, Beirut, the car that would pick him up, the preparations for the press conference. We've been assured that this was something ordered by President Assad. And of course, his wife is British. So clearly, there was an intention to free him.
The British Foreign Office Minister, Hugh Robertson, said today that Khan was, in effect, murdered by the Syrian authorities. I mean, what does the British government know?
Well, the British government only knows that Abbas Khan is dead. What the Syrian government says, and they issued their medical report today, they say that it was a self-inflicted hanging, and there was no sign of any force, any struggle, any use of force. They say it was a suicide. We've spoken, though, to family members who say that is impossible. It's absurd, they say. Why would he take his own life now, just at the moment of happiness? If he was going to take his life, he would have done so in all the months of sorrow, when he did talk about being in a living hell, when he did talk about trying to end his life. But in recent months, according to his mother, who has been sitting in Damascus for months and able to visit her son every Saturday, saying, "I'm not going home, back to Britain, until my son comes with me." She said that he had almost doubled his weight. He was eating well. He was being treated better. So that his mental condition was not one in which he was a distraught man about to take his own life. If you consider the allegation that he was murdered by someone from the security services, that means that someone somewhere defied the order of the president. I put it to Dr. Mekdad that that may have been the case. He said that's impossible. In Syria, no one would take issue. No one would defy the order of the president.
When he was first arrested, what was the reason given?
It's the reason the Syrian government gives to this day. Dr. Mekdad told us yesterday that Dr. Khan had entered Syria illegally, which is factually true. The border is now controlled by the Syrian opposition, so there are no Syrian government stamps or visa in his passport. They accuse him of working with what they call the armed groups. His family denies that. They say he came with a British medical charity. He was not here to fight in the war. He was here simply to help civilians in a field hospital.
Apparently, Dr. Hunt's family can now travel to Syria, according to the Assad government, to investigate his death. Will they really be able, though, to get fully to the bottom of how he died?
Well, there's two things. First, the government has offered that if the family doesn't accept their account, and they don't, they can send in a team of doctors to conduct their own autopsy. The family has rejected that. They said there's no point in that. All they want now is to take the body home. But it still remains mired in some confusion, some bureaucracy, and a lot of sadness. Dr. Hahn has two children. They were decorating the family home today, waiting for their father to come. I heard this morning that they still hadn't had the courage to tell 7-year-old Abdallah and 6-year-old Roka that their father wouldn't be coming home this week, and in fact, would never be coming home.
Such a sad story. The BBC's Lise Doucette in Damascus. Thank you very much, Lise.
Thank you.